From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Terror in Paris, and ISIS claims responsibility. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for killing more than 120 people in Paris in a string of shootings and bombings Friday night. The terrorist group issued a statement today saying the attacks were in response to airstrikes against ISIS. French President François Hollande on Saturday called the attacks an act of war. France is under a state of emergency and Paris residents are being urged to stay inside. The French president has declared 3 days of national mourning. Scott McDougall was inside a nearby sports stadium last night when he heard the explosions.
When we got outside, we started heading towards the nearest train station, which was RER B. And as we kind of came towards the area near where the stand was, we saw from across the bridge people running back in our direction. There was virtually stampedes. At that point, we moved back into the stadium to get out of the way of it. I mean, that was after the game. I mean, that was while everyone was outside and there was still a pretty serious danger to a lot of people that were in amongst it.
As one might imagine, security has stepped up, particularly today at the airports in Paris, where lines of people in the hundreds, if not the thousands, are queuing up for waits vastly longer than anticipated. According to one traveler,
it's pretty normal because it's good that there are all this control, I think. And it's not a big problem so far, at least. Of course, if you come back in 2 hours and we are still here, probably it's going to be a problem. But for now, it's okay.
This is VOA News.